Lamplight presents Red Light by Graham Masterton, narrated by Caroline Lennon.
Quimage fara gervana will finya. Irish saying, beware the anger of a patient woman. 1. The smell hit them as soon as Kieran opened the front door. A ripe, sweet stench, so strong that they both took a step back onto the pavement. Kieran's prospective client dragged a crumpled handkerchief out of his raincoat pocket and held it over his nose and mouth.
"Holy Mary, Mother of God, that's some feckin' Benji coming out of there," he said, in a muffled voice, jabbing his finger towards the darkened hallway. Kieran said, "That's fierce, isn't it? Jesus, I'll give you that." "Well, I'm not renting a place that stinks like that, I can tell you that for nothing. I'll be giving my customers the gawks before they've even eaten anything."
Kieran looked up at the faded red and green lettering over the front of the shop.
"I'll tell you what it is, most likely," he said, clearing his throat and trying to sound authoritative. "The last tenants we had here, they ran a Hungarian deli. Well, you can see by the sign, Hungarian deli. I'd say that they probably left some of their stock in the freezer, like, when they moved out. But Bord Gáis would have shut off the electric and that over a month ago. That's rotten sausage or something like that. I bet you money."
"I don't care what it is, boy," said his client. "I'm not even going in there to have a sconce at it until you get rid of that smell."
Kieran said, "Okay, Mr. Rooney, grand. I totally understand. I'll get it sorted, no problem. But what do you think of the location?"
His client looked around. He was a short, broad-chested man of about 55, with thick, curly grey hair and deeply buried little eyes and silver prickles on his chin. He was wearing a belted grey raincoat that gave him the appearance of a human beer keg.
"Oh, the location's what I was looking for near enough. I'll be doing kebabs and curry as well as fish and chips, like."
He paused for a moment, looking down the steeply sloping street towards the city centre. Then he turned and said,
"Jesus, will you ever close that feckin' door?" "Okay," said Kieran.
But as he went to reach for the door handle, he dropped his bunch of keys onto the mat. He was only 22, skinny and awkward, with short ginger hair.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?